welcome to today's episode of the Vampire Diaries podcast. Thank you so much for choosing my podcast. It really means a lot to me, and I hope you enjoy this Friday's episode. Oh my god, hi!
Hello.
I'm dead. Are you ready to talk about it?
I mean, no, but whatever.
You see, I have my headphones, but I'm not allowed to torture you this time.
I mean, you're allowed to, it's just frowned upon.
Yeah. Okay, so you watched the first episode, right?
I did.
Okay. Oh, yeah, by the way, this is Connor.
Hello. That is me.
Yeah. So, what did you think? And we're talking about the first episode, which he watched, because I forced him to, because we made a deal.
I hated it. Not gonna lie.
Why did you hate it?
It was just so, like, cheesy, you know? Like, predictable, I guess.
It wasn't predictable.
Really? Really, it wasn't predictable.
I'm trying to defend my favorite show. Okay. But, like, so, you didn't like it before you even watched it. Like, you were like, oh my god, it's so stupid and stuff. Why did you say it was stupid if you never even watched it?
Mostly because you like it, but...
Oh, wow. Okay, can we have a good reason?
I just thought it looked dumb.
Yeah, that's such an intelligent answer.
You realize... You asked me to come on here. I'm not Einstein.
Okay. So, I'm not going to go, like, too much into this because, like, you know. But, so, the first scene is, like, the voiceover of Stefan. What did you think about Stefan?
Eh. He was really broody. Kind of annoying, but...
And then, what was his vibe?
What was his vibe?
I want to know what you think his vibe was.
Well, like I said, he was broody, but he was also just, like, grumpy, you know? Like
he was, like, depressed.
Yeah, but I guess that makes sense because he's a vampire, so.
Yeah. And then there was, like, the attack and stuff in the car. And then Elena. What did you think about Elena?
Elena, like, she doesn't...
So many,
like,
people hate her.
I clearly hate her, but she, like, they don't tell you why she's, like, sad until, like, halfway through the first episode, I think.
Well, maybe. No. You find out her parents died, and then you find out how her parents died.
I mean, yeah, but... I guess that's a good reason to be sad.
But... Yeah, you think?
I don't know, she was just... This is going to sound really insensitive, but she was being so annoying about both of her parents dying.
Okay, no, I hate... a lot of people hate her. And I don't get it. I don't get it because they say she's, like, annoying, and throughout the rest of the series, like, throughout the series, she's one of those characters that cries a lot. And, you know, obviously she's, like, the main character, so she has these two guys literally risking their lives, like, all the time for her, and she's just, like, sitting there, like, crying most of the time. This is what other people say. This isn't my opinion, but, like, a lot of people just hate her because they call her, like, a crap. And, like, stuff like that. So, it's just...
I don't think she hasn't cried at all in the first episode, so I wouldn't know. But, like, I don't understand why they're so obsessed, other than the fact that she looks like, what's her name? Catherine?
Well, yeah.
Is that her name?
Have you watched?
Yeah, the that's the only episode? Reason. I have not.
Okay.
Put it off as long as possible.
I haven't even watched the first episode of Phineas and Ferb.
Ouch.
If you didn't know because. You probably didn't because you didn't say it.
Because we didn't tell you.
Yeah, we made a deal. I've never watched Phineas and Ferb. So he said, if you watch Phineas and Ferb, I will watch The Vampire Diaries, which is a very big deal because he literally was like, I'm never watching The Vampire Diaries ever. And then apparently all I have to do is watch a cartoon.
Yes. Not watching Phineas and Ferb is disgrace.
You get to watch the most amazing show ever made.
Yay.
And then it goes to in the Gilbert house. So Jeremy and Jenna, what are your thoughts on them?
Jeremy is the
yeah, he's the stoner brother. The depressed one, yeah.
Okay, but all of them are depressed except for like three characters. And then Jenna. Jenna. You sound so angry.
I am angry.
Remind me who Jenna was because I'm not good with names.
She was the aunt. She was the redhead. The young one.
Oh, the aunt?
Yeah.
My opinions on them?
Yeah.
You only get like you don't get a lot 20 of time seconds with Jenna. Of Jenna, so
yeah.
I don't really have an opinion. But Jeremy is just the classic druggie.
He's just the classic druggie, depressed, dead parents, pining after a taken girl.
Yup, not gonna lie.
Okay.
I mean, I guess dead parents is a good reason to become a druggie, but...
Yeah. And then we meet our Queen Bonnie.
Why? All she's done so far is talk about how she's, like, psychic or whatever. There was one thing she was, like... I don't remember what she touched, but she touched, like, a beer or something. And she, like, had a stroke. I don't know.
She didn't have a stroke. She saw something. Well, later in the episode. But it played dramatic music, so it's fine.
Yeah.
But Bonnie carries the entire show. I'm just going to say it now. She's beautiful and amazing. I love her. And then Caroline.
Caroline, am I allowed to cuss?
No, because my mom listens.
Well, sorry for that. Yeah, Caroline's really annoying. More annoying than Elena, but Elena wasn't that annoying because one episode. She's the mean girl.
Yeah, she's like typical mean girl.
And I don't understand why anyone is friends with her.
Her character development just skyrockets, I swear.
You play up every character. It's actually
no, hilarious. It does. Like, trust me. Like, season 2, she gets so much better. Okay, and then Vicky. Oh my god, so many people hate Vicky.
She's okay. She's dating, what's his name? Matt? Matthew?
Tyler.
Tyler. That's his name. Tyler. I think he's Matt. Oh, Matt's another character.
Yeah. we'll get to him. We'll get to how many people despise Matt.
Tyler is really annoying. He's typical, to be honest.
Yeah, he's like the jerk, you know?
Yeah.
He's like the rich jerk.
Yeah, I would call him a dog, but he's not loyal.
You don't know how ironic that is.
What? Don't spoil anything.
I'm going to try not to, but you haven't seen it, so you don't know how ironic that is. Okay, anyway. So, Tyler's just like a jerk. He treats Vicky like a piece of trash.
True, but Vicky is kind of a piece of trash, so.
You see, a lot of people hate Vicky, and I, like, okay, I get how people hate Elena, like, I kind of understand it, but I do, I cannot comprehend why people hate Vicky so much, like, I don't see it. Like, I know she, like, towards the end, there's some stuff, but, like, I just don't get it. Like, she's not amazing, but she's just fine. She's kind of just there.
True. She is kind of just there, but...
And then... Stefan is talking to the counselor, and Bonnie says he has a hot back. It's a great scene. Oh, but you don't know his name yet. You don't even know his last name. But you knew what his name is.
Yeah.
Because of me.
I know both of the... I know all three of the main characters. There we go.
Okay. And then we... And then we find out... You see Matt just, like, staring at Elena. And you find out that they were, like, exes. And Matt, he looks so bad. Like, his haircut is just not it.
Like, Matt should never have been going out with Elena, ever.
That well, she says later that they were, like, childhood friends, so they just started dating, but then it didn't work out, but he's just miserable for, like, the whole first season.
Like, actually, he's creepy, too. He was, I remember... Like, one scene, he was, like, watching Bonnie.
Oh, yeah. Elena. No, she... The next scene in history, Bonnie is texting Elena, and... And he's just, like, staring so intensely at the phone, just reading the text message.
Oh, my God.
Because it's saying that, because Bonnie was saying how Stefan is... staring at Elena, and Matt just looks so, like, stalkerish.
He doesn't look stalkerish, he is stalkerish.
And we're gonna talk about Matt for a second. He is probably the least liked character of the entire season, or series. So many people.
Did they, like, I was going to be like, did they kill him off because nobody liked him? But there's books, so you can't stray too far, otherwise people get angry.
Well, I don't know. I have read the first book, and I know that the TV show made up, like, most of the plots, I'm pretty sure. They weren't, like, the characters in the town and everything was kind of based on the book, but the plot were very different.
So they could have killed him off if they wanted.
Yeah. How do you know he doesn't die?
Assumed that he didn't. Plus, and the captain said, like, season 8 or, like...
Oh.
Or, like, yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, my God, so many people hate him. Want to know what his nickname is?
What is his nickname?
Ratty Matty.
Makes sense. He does look like a rat.
Because Vicky calls him Maddie because they're siblings. So she calls him Maddie. And
oh, is it weird now that I thought Vicky was dating Matt?
Huh?
Is it weird now because I thought Vicky was dating Matt? Yeah, it's
weird. That's called incest.
Oh, really? I had no idea.
And then... Yeah, it's
so
people just said Ratty Matty, and there are these, like, TikToks of people being like, this is my favorite scene in The Vampire Diaries, and it's, like, a scene of Matt getting run over by a car.
I feel like that those scenes where people get, like, brutally murdered are my favorite scenes.
Probably. And then they meet in the cemetery and they have their first conversation.
Wow, meeting in the cemetery is so romantic. I don't understand. Also,
and then she starts bleeding and he disappears because, you know, wow. He's a vampire.
Yeah. Also, the fog thing is weird.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember the fog?
Okay. This is the thing. So, you know that book that I got?
Yes, I do.
The, like, $40 book. Okay, I have this book that it's called Unlocking the Secrets of Mystic Falls. And it has, like, a whole bunch of stuff, like, behind the scenes and stuff like that. And it's really cool, and I love it so much. And Connor said it was a waste of money, but it was definitely not a waste of money. And
sure.
I learned that in the books, when I read the books, I wasn't really paying that much attention to the books. I don't really remember it. So apparently, which I did not remember, in the books, Damon has the ability to control fog and, like, a crow, which is the crow that she sees in the cemetery, and then obviously the fog. So that fog and stuff was Damon. But then they said after the first couple episodes, it just got way too much to, like, they couldn't control the bird. It was too difficult to do that, and the fog was too difficult, so they just kind of quit.
Wait, so can he control, like, all crows, or control a single crow?
I do not know.
Because one, well, not really cool, but it's cooler than controlling one.
Yeah.
Another one of them. And controlling fog is useful in about two scenarios, and then that's it.
And then, oh, I forgot about the part where she runs into him in the boys' bathroom because she's yelling at Jeremy for being on drugs. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, you can hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. We're back. After some technical difficulties. Okay.
I have no clue what we were talking about.
What's the last thing you remember talking about?
She just, like, Elena just walked into the boys' bathroom.
Oh. Yeah, to yell at her brother.
Is there, like, no one passing in the hall? Is no one, like, why well, is no, there a were girl?
Guys in the bathroom, we saw that, and then there were obviously people in the hall, but obviously she's just worried about her mental health.
I mean, true, that does make sense, but no one says anything to her.
Well, yeah, because she's Elena Gilbert, everybody loves her, she's a cheerleader.
Oh, of course she is.
And then, okay, so, and then they see each other for the first time.
Okay.
And they don't even talk. They just kind of do that awkward thing that you do when you both move to the same side, and it's awkward. But then they do talk in the cemetery.
In the cemetery.
In the cemetery.
Oh my gosh.
It's great. We love it. And then it goes to Stefan writing in his diary. And he's saying, I can't resist her.
That's so dumb.
And then, oh, and did you notice the big ring that Stefan was wearing?
Didn't they make, like, a big deal about it?
Yes. Do you remember why they made a big deal out of it?
Damon, like, I don't remember.
Okay. You have a really bad memory.
Maybe I just don't like the shell.
You're a jerk. And then they're at the grill. And Tyler is being a jerk as normal. And you find out that Jeremy and Vicky did some things over the summer. And you better remember this line. When Caroline is talking about Stefan and she says we're planning a June wedding, remember the line.
Is this going to come up later and I'm going to be not confused anymore?
Yes. Not till like season 8, but it's fine. So you have to remember that line for 8 seasons.
Oh my gosh.
And then Stefan goes to Elena's house.
Like unannounced?
Yeah, and she never told him where he lived, where she lived or anything.
I'm sorry, what? That's creepy.
Well, he's Stefan Salvatore. He can get away with whatever he wants.
How did Elena react?
She asked, how did you know where I live? And he said, it's a small town. I asked the first person I saw.
Okay, that's less creepy, but I don't know if that's true.
It's not.
Oh my god. That's...
He just knows.
That's creepy. You realize how that's creepy, right?
I'm not Team Stefan, okay?
Oh, true, true, true.
And then she invites him to come hang out with Bonnie and her and everybody at the grill.
So,
and it's great.
So he shows up to your house unannounced without him knowing where you live. Or at least you thought he didn't know where you lived. And you invite him to go hang out with you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he like, took her diary. And that's his excuse for, like, coming to her house. Like, he gave her back her diary.
But he took it.
Well, he says she dropped it.
But she definitely didn't drop it.
Well, no. She was running away from a creepy crow in the fog.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Hey. Actually, it's kind of fair because I'm making fun of your favorite show, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, you just don't do that. You don't... I would have been like, oh, thanks. Shut the door. That would have been it.
But no, she was on her way out and she asked if he wants to come. And then they're at the grill. And Tyler, you know... No, we don't get to Tyler yet. It's Bonnie, Caroline, Stefan, and Elena at a table, and you learn that Stefan's parents died, which, I wonder how they died, you know? Because he's totally 17 years old.
Yep.
And Caroline invites him to a party.
Oh, like yeah. Wait.
Beginning of school party. Okay. Yeah, a bonfire.
Most people, when like two people that both have both of their parents dead, they're like, oh, like they like console each other, you know? They like acted as if it was super romantic and like googly eyed at each other. And I don't understand. Yes, they did.
No, because when he said, oh, both my parents are dead, everyone looked at Elena because obviously her parents like just died. And then he goes, and then she says, I'm so sorry. And they stare at each other. And it's like, it's not like googly eyes. I don't know.
It was weird. You don't like, you know, even Stefan did. Stefan said it and then immediately looked at Elena.
Yeah. And nobody had told him that her parents died.
Yeah, which is weird.
He probably does know, but he's not supposed to know, you know?
I mean, not supposed to know is a little bit of a stretch, considering he found her at a funeral. Or not a funeral, a cemetery.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But she didn't say it was her parents, she just said she was, like, visiting.
Probably saw the gravestone.
No, because remember, he doesn't see it. She like, runs away from it, and then he catches her, like, later.
Oh, true, true, true.
Well, I'm just gonna say he knows that her parents are dead.
You see, this is creepy.
Well, you find out in like season, I don't know, three or four. I think end of 3/beginning of 4.
You find out that he knew?
End of 3.
Why do you sound so certain now?
Because I remember.
Oh.
Because a certain thing happens and she finds... I'm trying not to spoil. And then... The Salvatore house, which is actually only the Salvatore house for that episode. That house is in Percy Jackson in Riverdale, and they used it for the first episode, and then they changed houses. And then, Uncle Zach, who, Stefan calls him Uncle Zach, but then Uncle Zach calls Stefan Uncle Stefan, so Zach isn't Stefan's uncle, but Stefan is Zach's uncle.
I don't think any of that is true. Because, it is. No, because wasn't, like, Uncle Zach or whatever... He's human, right?
Yeah.
So then how is he anyone's uncle? And
Well, no. Stefan is Zach's uncle.
That doesn't make any sense. He'd be like the great-great-great-great uncle or something.
Yeah. Well, I don't... Yeah, because I never got that because it's just Damon and Stefan. They don't have another sibling. So it's not really... possible...
It was probably just I'm gonna call you uncle because you're technically older than me, and it's way too confusing to say like all these greats.
Well, no, okay. You learn later that Mystic Falls, the town, has like founding families, and the Salvatores are one of the founding families, and so. The Salvatores, Zach Salvatore. His last name is Salvatore, so they're related somehow. I don't know. Because they don't clarify.
Doesn't he, die, like, in episode, like, 4 or something?
How did you know?
Because I've heard stuff about it.
I don't think in episode 4, like, mid-season 1, yeah. It's a very sad moment. Okay.
Oh, I thought I couldn't hear you anymore, and I got very scared because this has happened before.
Like, 3 times. And then you see Stefan pull out a picture of a girl.
Gee, I wonder who that girl Catherine was.
From the year 1864.
Why do you know the exact year?
Because it's iconic in the show and it's my phone password.
Oh my god.
Yeah. It used to be my dog's birthday, but then I changed it.
So a fictional show is more important than your dog?
No. It's just my dog's birthday, like... I don't know. Sometimes I forgot it. So.
And you did forget 1864.
Well, now I know my dog's birthday. No, it's not that I forgot it. I just didn't like it because, I don't know. I just didn't like it, okay? I wanted a 4-digit password.
So it was easier for someone to break into your phone.
Shut up. I'm just trying to make excuses.
I can tell.
I just wanted to make my password 1864, okay?
But you're weird.
Shut up. So are you. And then they're in history class again, and Stefan low-key kind of he kind of burns Mr. Tanner.
Yeah, but you can't, like, you can't be like, ooh, he's so smart, because he was probably, like, he probably heard about it.
Oh my god. No, there's this one part where it's in the second or the third episode. It's the third episode, because second episode is Comet, third episode is Friday Night Bites. The third episode, there's, like, this kind of, like, a dates battle where Stefan kind of shows off how he knows the date of something, and Tanner keeps throwing him all these events, and Stefan keeps saying the dates that they happened, and then Tanner loses.
How do you lose that? All he said was dates. It's not like he had to answer questions.
Well, no. Well, because Stefan says the answer, and then Tanner's like, no, you're wrong. And then Stefan's like, no, I'm not wrong. And then somebody looks it up, and Tanner was wrong.
So everyone else was like, ooh, this kid's smart. And really, he was catfishing.
Well, no, because he knew them. It's not like he was cheating.
He was knowledge catfishing.
No, because knowledge catfishing would be, like, looking something up.
I mean, if you ask me a question about something that happened to me or, like, my friend, it's not really like, ooh, you're smart for knowing that. It's like...
Well, no, they're historical events.
Yeah, but he was probably there or, like, heard about it, you know?
Well, duh, he was alive during them, but that's not knowledge catfishing because he didn't look it up or fake it. Mm. He didn't fake knowing it. He did know it.
True, true, true.
Exactly. Okay. And then it's the party.
Yay. Wasn't it, like, a bonfire or something?
Well, yeah, and then it's a party, and obviously there's alcohol and drugs. Jeremy's specialty.
Yeah. So, I don't understand. Okay, here's the dumbest thing ever. Why would you put a bonfire in the middle of a bunch of teens with alcohol and drugs?
Well, no, it wasn't a school-sanctioned thing.
Yeah, I know. But whoever thought about that? Someone had to be like, yo, it's such a good idea to get drunk and dance around a fire so we can burn to death.
Oh my god. At the Christmas party that we had a couple years ago, I don't remember who it was, but they were, like, jumping over the fire pit from one side to the other, and everyone was like, stop, you're gonna actually die. It was great. It was a great time. And then you find out that the vampires have really great hearing, and Stefan can hear everybody's conversations, but then he's specifically listening to guess whose conversation?
Catherine, no.
No, Elena.
And this is another thing that makes him creepy.
You're gonna tell me you've literally never eavesdropped on anybody?
Not intentionally.
Really? Everybody's eavesdropped.
No. Who are you? Are you eavesdropping on people constantly?
Not constantly.
Actually, I have eavesdropped before, but it was because my parents were talking about me, so.
Okay, and then Bonnie touches a beer bottle, and she gets this vision thing, and she says that she saw fog, Damon, a man, Damon, and a crow, Damon.
Wow.
I know, right? I feel bad for anybody who's listening on headphones right now.
I'm using headphones, and you didn't sound like you were dying or anything.
Oh, okay, that's good. And then Stefan Bonnie leaves and Stefan appears suddenly, because they do that a lot, which is not very good for keeping a low profile.
Actually, it's really good for keeping a low profile, being able to disappear and reappear.
Well, no, because then you'd think people aren't going to notice. Like, even Elena noticed the first two times he disappeared and reappeared around her.
True. But, I mean, if he does get caught, he can just, like, vanish.
And then Elena and Stefan are talking on a bridge, and you find out that her parents died in a car crash, and they went over the bridge. And she made it out of the car, but they died.
Wow, really? Didn't hear that one before.
And then Tyler is just being literally the worst type of person ever. He's trying to get Vicky to have sex with him against a tree.
Wow.
And she's like, no. And he's like, I'ma be toxic.
He's like, no. And he's like, but why?
Oh, and then Jeremy comes up and Vicky, like, fights with both of them. And she goes out alone in the woods, which...
Gee, I wonder what's going to happen.
Shut up. And then they talk about, her and Stefan talk about Matt on the bridge. And she says, like, oh, he was just like that childhood best friend that I dated.
Ah, it's always
and great. Then Vicky gets attacked by a vampire.
Wow, I'm shocked that that happened. If you go but into the woods alone, that would never happen.
Yeah, because vampires aren't real.
True.
And then
to tell you that though,
I know they're not real. Just because I'm obsessed with them doesn't mean I think they're real.
True.
We should imagine how much time it would take for me to name every single fictional character I'm in love with.
You've done it before.
That would need like a whole 2-hour episode just on its own.
Maybe you should do that just to show how psychotic you are.
I'm not psychotic. I just have good taste in men.
Good taste?
What fictional character am I in love with that is not...
Isn't Damon a murderer?
So?
So.
Oh my god, but Ross Lynch as Jeffrey Dahmer was just... Chef's kiss.
Oh no, my god.
Not saying that I like Jeffrey Dahmer, absolutely not, but like Ross Lynch.
I'm disappointed in you.
Shut up. And then Skeet Ulrich as Billy Loomis.
I have no idea who any of those people are.
You don't?
Nope.
I am offended.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. It's from a horror movie called Scream, which is pretty well known, so. I mean, okay, back to the actual topic that we're supposed to be talking about. Then Stefan tells Caroline that, oh wait, before we talk about this, so obviously Stefan was with Elena, so who attacked Vicky?
Gee, I wonder.
Well, yeah, I wonder.
I know because of you.
Yeah, I know. Because I have a teensy-weensy obsession.
A little obsession? Really?
Okay, my top three fictional characters that I'm in love with. Number one, guess who number one is?
Damon.
Yeah, guess who number two is?
Draco?
Yeah. Guess who number three is?
I don't know. The guy from Criminal Minds or whatever.
No, he's in top five, but not in top three. It's Kai Parker, who you meet later in the series. He is a sociopath, and I love it. Anyway, Stefan tells Caroline it's never gonna happen, and he says it's never gonna happen. Sorry, and I'm like, you really could have let her down any easier, like.
Yeah, but Caroline was being annoying. That's what I would do too if anyone ever liked me.
Well, yeah, you're a jerk.
True. But Caroline was really, really annoying. You realize that Caroline at this point was, and like, whatever character development that you say that happens has not happened.
Yeah, because I feel like it's very, I'm very biased, because I remember when I first watched it, I hated her too. But now that I know how she is in the future, like, I don't hate her as much in the beginning, even though she's still, like, really annoying and stuff. But we just don't talk about it.
Really? Because we're talking about it right now.
Shut up. Okay, and then Elena and Jeremy find Vicky. And, yay! They found her. And then as soon as they bring her back to where everybody is, Stefan just dips. And I think that's not the smartest move in the world.
Yeah, that's not smart at all. Because that makes you super suspicious.
Because Matt notices. Matt literally stares at him.
Okay, but Matt stares at everyone. So. Actually, just two people now.
Uh-huh.
And a phone.
And then, so. You find out who has been attacking, and it's the iconic line of "Hello, brother," when Damon comes in. That line is iconic and we love it, and that is like my favorite quote of all time.
Hello, brother.
No, but the way he says it, he's like, "Hello, brother." I don't know. You can never match the amazing talents of Ian Somerhalder, but
I think you're hyping them up a little bit too much.
I'm really not, but okay. And it's great. You know, for the language arts, like, get to know you thing, we had to write our favorite quote.
Yes.
Hello, brother. Damon Salvatore, The Vampire Diaries, 1x1/8x16.
Oh my god.
He says it more times, but those are, like, the main times he says it. And I really wonder what the teacher thought about that.
We love how you almost just said her name.
I would love to know what she thought about that. Because probably other people's were, like, wise quotes from, like, I don't know, Martin Luther King Jr. or something like that, like, you know, good quotes. Mine is from The Vampire Diaries.
I don't think anyone did that, because my quote was, "Hey, I'm not dead. That's nice."
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, Bonnie tells Elena that she has a feeling that it's quote unquote just the beginning, which Elena's like, "Bruh, my parents just died. I don't think it's just the beginning," but little does she know.
Wait, so, okay. Is Bonnie actually psychic? Or, like, whatever she is? Because I don't think she's psychic. I don't think that's a thing in the
You just have universe. To watch.
You suck, you know that?
Yeah. And then you find out that Stefan eats animals because he doesn't want to hurt the people, which honestly, animals are 10 times better than people, so I don't really get that, but pop off.
Have you tasted animal blood?
No. I meant like animals are just, humans are jerks.
If humans are jerks, wouldn't you eat the jerks and not the animals?
That's what I just said.
No, you said you like animals more.
Yeah, no. I like animals more, so I would rather Stefan eats the humans. Because animals are better than humans.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Humans suck.
Also, I need to comment on, that's totally boyfriend material. You're like, he's eating, and actually all of this. Why would anyone ever date a vampire?
Because it's Damon Salvatore,
oh my God.
Stefan Salvatore, and Klaus Michelson, and Elijah Michelson, and Cole Michelson, and who else? Marcel, and so many more, and they're amazing and beautiful.
All of those people are vampires?
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's so many more. Those are just the main ones.
Alright. Well.
And then you find out that Stefan's weaker because of the animal blood, and they have a little bro fight.
That was the cringiest thing you've ever said.
I know. And then you find out that Damon, a while ago, promised Stefan an eternity of misery. So it looks like Damon's kind of living up to his promise.
And that Damon is also horrible, and no one likes him.
Literally everyone loves him.
Yeah, but so far, all he's done is kill two people, attack one, attack his own brother, and say that he promised his own brother an eternity of torment. So, please remind me why that's awesome.
Because his character development. No, this is the same thing with Caroline. It's just I love him so much that I can just look past over all the bad things he's done. But it's not like Damon's the only one who's done bad things. Like, Stefan is very... You find out later how bad Stefan was.
Wow, Sophia. Wow.
I know.
I can't believe you would spoil it like that.
I literally told you Matt gets hit by a car, and that's the spoiler.
Yep, Matt getting hit by a car is just a fun teaser.
Want another fun teaser about Matt?
Do I ever?
He drowns at one point.
Wait,
he
how
drowns
can he...
twice.
How do you drown twice?
It's a long story. Anyway, I just kind of realized I forgot that he drowned twice.
What?
He drowns twice. He gets hit by a car. He gets his neck snapped.
What? So he gets his neck snapped. He gets hit by a car, and then he gets drowned, and then the producers run out of way to kill him. So they drown him again.
No, they drown. The order goes: they drown him, and then they drown him, and then I don't remember. I think then. Hold on, let me think for a second. No, okay, they drown him, and then they drown him, and then he gets his neck snapped, and then he gets hit by a car.
Sounds like a fun life. Or lack thereof.
Oh my God, and there's this one scene where he puts his arm out to somebody. Hold on, let me send you the picture of his face. It's so hilarious. Here, talk about something.
Talk about, oh. The Vampire Diaries is the worst show to ever exist. No, I'm kidding. It's not the worst show to ever exist. That's the originals.
Oh, okay. Oh, shut up.
I haven't even watched any of that show. I just wanted to be mad.
Okay, hold on. I'm just still trying to find the picture. Okay, anyway. Then, so they fight, and then you find out that those big, bulky rings, that those big, bulky rings, they allow him to, oh, I found it, they allow them to walk around in the daylight, because, you know, normal vampires can't do that. Okay, I'm sending you the picture.
Should I be scared?
If for anyone who has watched this episode before, it's at the Miss Mystic pageant when Matt is like putting his arm out and his face is so it's amazing.
It's so dumb.
There's Matt Donovan for you, because the thing is like Damon kind of does the same thing, so he's kind of copying Damon.
But Damon, like, looks good and Matt doesn't.
Yeah.
Okay. According to you.
You think Matt looks good?
No, I think Matt looks terrible.
Okay. And then Vicky wakes up. Oh, no. Wait. Then it's the scene in the cafe with Caroline and Bonnie. And Caroline is ranting to Bonnie, and she gets very vulnerable. And I feel bad for my poor Caroline, because she's my queen and I love her.
The annoying girl is your queen and you love her?
Character development. This is the longest episode I've ever done.
I mean, I'm shocked because, like, I assume that you could sit here and talk about Vampire Diaries for hours.
Yeah, but I try to keep it to, like, a minimum. But then I feel like people get bored. Anyway. And then, so Caroline's talking about, like, why didn't he go for me? And she says, I try so hard, and they just pick her. And I feel bad for her, because she just wants to be that number one person. But no, she can't.
Wait. Okay. So, she says that they, like, everyone picks her, right?
Uh-huh.
So, if she's talking about, like, in a romantic sense, because she just was, mm-hmm. There are only two people that we know of that she's ever dated. So, does that mean that Caroline, like, liked Matt or something?
I don't know.
Because,
well, no, you don't know that Elena hasn't had other people, like, ask her out.
True, but if she's talking about Matt, that's really sad, and she needs to raise her standards. Because even someone with a personality like hers deserves someone better than Matt.
The thing is she dates Matt after character development.
That's why.
I don't know. Her dating life for, oh my god, it's really bad, because there's this one section of the series where she has the perfect guy standing right in front of her who's pretty much in love with her, but she goes with the jerk. And she doesn't even care about the perfect person standing right in front of her. Anyway, trying not to spoil, but, like, whatever, you know?
I'm assuming that people that have watched the show know exactly what I'm talking about, and I just don't.
Yeah. Season 3/4. No, but there's some people, because, I just do. I know it happens every season. Season 1 is Tomb, you're probably not going to understand this, but anybody who's watched it does. Season 1, Tomb. Season 2, Catherine. Season 3, Originals. Season 4, Cure. Season 5, Travelers. Season 6, Prison World. Season 7, Heretics. Season 8, Hell.
Hell?
Hell.
That got interesting quick.
Anyway, can you hear the garbage truck outside of my house?
I cannot.
Good. And then Vicky wakes up in the hospital and she just says vampire and then it lays down and goes back to sleep. So
that makes total sense.
And then it's the end of the episode and there's the song and the voiceover. And then Damon smiles at Caroline after Caroline's little mental breakdown. And she's just like, ooh, you know?
Of course, and the crazy brother likes
Caroline. They're both crazy, okay? But they're both insanely amazing. And then, sure. And then it's pretty late at night at this point. Stefan comes up to Elena's house unannounced again. And she invites him in to talk. And that's the end of the episode. Yay! You got through your first episode. How would you rate it out of 10? Hello.
Hello.
This is like the fourth time.
Wait, does this mean we have to like redo everything now?
No.
Oh, thank God. I was not going to do that.
No. There's the three different, like, clips that I'm just going to put together.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
And edit the part, edit out the part of me saying hello for 5 minutes straight. Okay. And then, your rating.
I rate episode 1 of The Vampires 1 for its episode for real, probably like a 4 or a 5.
Wow.
It wasn't that bad. I just because it's fun.
Because, okay, I feel like that's like a whole another discussion, but
yeah, people hate on it just because it's easy to hate on.
Yeah, no. And people are like, oh, it's just a stupid thing for, like, teenage girls. Like, why is it associated with teenage girls? Like, you know?
You realize you're a teenage
Yes, girl. I know I am a teenage girl. Shut up. Anyway. So, the things that I talked about in my episode about this, because I just have the notes that I took from that episode. Matt Donovan was completely miserable.
He was miserable.
I've talked about this in, like, every single episode, but he is so miserable. Like, I don't feel bad for him, but it's just annoying.
How...
And at one point, he says, I still believe in us. And I'm just like, you need to get over it, man.
Yeah, if you still believe in someone and they don't believe in you, there's a problem.
Literally. And then Mr. Tanner is the worst teacher ever. And the fact is that he's a male history teacher, and male history teachers are the best.
Yeah, male history teachers are supposed to be chill.
They are, like anyone that I've had. And then the fashion is horrendous.
Okay, but what did you expect from, like, the 2000
it's something? It's, like, 2009.
Yeah, that makes sense. 2009 fashion is not good.
And the personalities of the characters. Okay, I'm going to give you a character, and you have to rate their personality 1 out of 10. Or, not 1 out of 10, 1 through 10. Okay, Elena Gilbert.
Uh,
Wow.
Two.
Stefan Salvatore.
Four.
What? I'm just thinking about my friend getting really mad. Bonnie Bennett.
Six.
Caroline Forbes.
Oh my god. One.
Matt Donovan.
One. Also
Tyler one. Lockwood.
Actually, I'm gonna give him a high rating just because I love to hate him. Probably like a 7 on the hate scale.
On the hate scale? Okay.
Yes.
Jeremy Gilbert.
We love him because he's a druggie, so.
Yes, very good role model.
I'm not keeping him as a role model. It's just funny. It's funny how depressed he is.
It's funny how he's ruining his life.
Yup. Six.
Vicky Donovan. I swear to God. Hello? Hello? I... Okay, so. That's... I'm just gonna end the episode here. I'm really sorry. We're having technical difficulties. I'm really sorry about that, but we're pretty much done. So I'm just gonna end it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Really sorry that we had to end it early, but yeah, I hope you enjoyed this really long episode. And you should come back next week for me discussing season 1, episode 4. So, yeah. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of the Vampire Diaries podcast, and I hope you come back next Friday for a brand new episode. You can email me at thevampirediariespodcast@gmail.com, and you can find me on Instagram @thevampirediariespodcast. Bye!